express yourself. Hello. Hello, good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is
and
another
good
edition.
Morning.
Oh, okay, John.
Oh, yeah.
John's
yeah.
ready. John's ready to say good morning.
Oh, yeah, good morning.
It's another edition of Talkline.
Mm-hmm. Halloween time.
October.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and what are you doing today?
I'm going into town. I got a gig.
A gig.
Ghost storytelling, mostly about Bigfoot at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. They're having a fall festival. They have every year,
mm-hmm.
and they have trick-or-treating for kids, haunted houses, and all kinds
of
other fun stuff.
John's going to be in a haunted room.
Oh, yeah.
Telling ghost stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. Okay, yeah, so it's October 27th, and we've just finished AFN, and there's been some interesting developments there. All the tribes are going to be designated as sovereign. So maybe people would like to call in and talk about that.
And that was the governor who said it, right?
Or Malott. One of the, I can't remember which one said that. And I wonder what the impact that'll be, like on the development of Nunavut Nation, which
mm-hmm.
has kind of been discussed out here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting political developments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we have our traditional first caller, John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, I was wondering when I was going to get hooked up there. I can hear the echo in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You're on the line now.
Good. Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Awesome. How are you?
Oh, rainy again, huh?
Yes.
Windy.
Pardon me, John?
Windy and cold.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple of days ago, I was in the steam bath, you know?
Oh, uh-huh. No.
Anyway, a couple of cops came around the yard. I don't know what they were doing, but they never did come in and inform my brother what was going on. They looked like they acted like they were searching for something or something.
Huh.
Maybe
and
they were looking for somebody that ran away.
Well, you know what they should do when they do that? If you're on somebody's property, even if you're a law officer, you're trespassing on their property. Unless you suspect criminal activity or something like that.
Mm.
You should go inside, inform the people what is going on and why they're outside present there
mm-hmm.
looking, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get accidentally shot or arrested.
Man.
I mean, you know, nowadays it's very dangerous for the police and civilians alike because of all the opioids and the heroin abuse
mm-hmm.
and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we could file for trespass if they do that. You have the right to do that. They should come in there and inform you,
mm-hmm.
not go around sneaking on somebody's property. That's being a sneak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you strongly suspect someone of criminal activity, make sure you're at the right address and the right person, because a lot of people around this town have familiar names, same names. You gotta have your location standards put down specifically where you're going, instead of going on to somebody's property and innocent people are gonna get hurt or arrested or something like that, because they don't know the situation, what's going on. They have every right to go in your house and express what they're doing there. That way, you're doing this. It's okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise. It's trespassing. It's dangerous. You know, these law officers got to be more informed towards people instead of thinking on their own.
Well, they're not.
That's safer, too.
Yeah, well, and also they're not very culturally aware of our how we operate, think and stuff. They just think and do stuff the way they do down in the lower 48.
Yeah, they come from the lower 48 standard and then come try to do this in the standards of rural Alaska. It's a lot different culturally, and, you know, people have different races around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different than it is outside. We're more passive, I think, than the lower 48 is.
Mm-hmm.
We're more respectful, too.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the quick, I'm going to talk real fast about the opioid problem. You know, Washington can't figure it out. They're going after these pharmaceutical companies. They're going after the wrong people. They should be going to institutions like the hospitals. the doctors who are prescribing these things. That's where all the abuse is coming from. I know a lot of abuse comes in town, like Tylenol, Oxycontin. I know people who do that stuff. They're abusing the system. They're not going after the right people. They should be going after the health department, not pharmaceutical company. All the pharmaceutical companies do is they make up the drugs.
Well,
the person that describes it is your doctor.
You know, the pharmaceutical companies have made billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah,
off
it's all of money. It's a lot of money.
Right. And they have, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are guilty of flooding small towns with these pharmaceuticals and not monitoring them the way they were supposed to.
Yeah.
And then they were, doctors were told these were not addictive. They were told. That's what, so.
Now it's a lot different story. It's very addictive. Release the heroin and all that.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's a synthetic heroin you've taken. Even Tylenol and all that. I had some of that. I threw them away because I didn't like the feeling of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, I don't trust these drugs because they can get you downhill in a hurry.
Yes, and I think that our population in general nationwide is more vulnerable to addiction than ever before.
That's why I tell whenever you have your parents have pharmaceutical drugs, put them, hide them if you have to. Put them in a secure place where nobody will get to them except for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be passing them around either or selling them. I know people who buy them. I ain't going to mention names, but I've run across people who abuse that system, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And if you get caught doing that, that's a federal offense. So you keep in mind, you're going to go to jail for a long time under the government statutes if you get caught selling or bartering those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'd like to wish everyone a good, safe weekend. Please, when you're on that river, I see lots of chunks of ice going by.
I know.
Some of the sloughs are blocking up. Make sure you're, don't be going really fast, showing off or trying to get somewhere quick, you know. It's too dangerous. There's ice underneath that water. There's enough ice in there to force a boat to turn over or jerk suddenly. If you're going fast, the momentum alone will throw you overboard.
Wow.
And please wear your life jackets. And if you could, please travel with somebody who could assist you, you know what I mean, if you have motor trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, please wear your life jacket, don't drink and drive, and watch out for pedestrians. Still real slippery up there. Okay, thank you, John and Diane. You guys have a good day there.
You too.
You too, John. Thank you. Yeah. Phone number is 0543-5985, 543-2756, and toll free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org and call in anonymously also.
Okay, we have a caller, Roy. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Long time no hair.
Long time no listen to you.
But anyway, I'm
glad you called.
I'm really encouraged and feeling pretty good about the latest attorney, State of Alaska's Attorney General report recognizing tribal sovereignty.
Tell us about that.
Tell us about that.
Well,
what do you think it means?
I think you described it pretty good earlier, even though it's just. But see, I get my information reading, we have been, our leaders and our elders in the past have been really addressing the issue of self-governance, you know, mm-hmm. with a tribal entity doing their governing of our own people from the time that I've known being a kid. I believe it's in reaction to the tribes in Alaska they had fought prior to ANCSA, prior to about recognition of the tribes, and the State of Alaska has not recognized it in the past. It's the best, closest development in even addressing, recognizing tribal sovereignty, you know. But anyway, and the other one, it could never get this far without people like Mike Williams and other tribal leaders that keep going after it and getting involved with like National Congress of American Indians. They even just got a resolution from National Congress of American Indians supporting Nunavut, Alaska's Nunavut provincial government, you know. And I believe we as native tribes that have prior existing rights to our renewable and natural resources, we really do have that First Peoples sovereign entity to utilize in a program like Alaska Provincial, Nunavut Provincial Government to have a greater voice. It's just that the more people recognize and reutilize it, and it's like, do we have to try to approach each one of our tribal villages in the way that we as tribes address the state of Alaska to try to recognize us? Or is it the natives need to recognize them as being tribal sovereign nations? And it's just that lack of understanding that makes it powerless in my thinking.
Right,
but
okay.
Anyway, wish you all the best, and don't forget November 7th had been transferred to a different date for voting for Alaska Nunavut Provincial Government. I hope Mike gets into the air and talks about it.
Yeah, that would be great to hear from him or anyone who's kind of working on the Nunavut Nation designation. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wish you all, it's good to hear you people talk. It's always been my favorite program. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad you called, Roy.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, our lines are open, which is a little bit rare, so I'm going to give out those numbers and our email again. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756, and we have an 800 number in case you're calling from anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States. It's 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we will check our emails and read them on air. You can remain anonymous with your emails and your calls if you would like. So I also had read... hang on. I think I'm having a technical question for me. Yes? Oh, Carolyn wants to...
Good morning. I miss hanging out with you, Diane. Yeah. Good morning. Can I just say real quick while the phone lines are open?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
Oh, I was going to greet you. But
I want folks to know out there to let you know that there is Region 1 high school volleyball tournament starting at noon today.
Oh, yeah. So I heard about that. I think a bunch of kids from all over the state.
Yes. Go and support the Bethel Warriors. Barrow is here, and Kotzebue Huskies and Nome Nanooks.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things happening today. I just wanted to inform everybody.
Well, thank you. Were you on Talk What Line last week?
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. I wasn't here.
I was a lone ranger, but it worked out good.
Carolyn.
I missed you.
You went a lot. Wow. Okay, well, I'm so glad you were here to cover. That's awesome. Yeah, Carolyn's back in the booth, so if you have an email, go ahead and email us so Carolyn has a chance to read over the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we have, I want to say Chico. Good morning, Chico. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, beautiful good morning to the wonderful people of Waikiki Delta, and both of you too, and Koyana to Peter Twitto from Chivac. All right.
Oh, mm-hmm. thank you so much.
You.
Well, we got our morning greeting from Chivac.
Yeah.
And also a little shout-out to Peter Twitchell. Today's his last day.
Yeah.
He's
heading
for Anchorage. We have Wilson on the line. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line. Oh, you have to turn down your radio.
Hello. I'd like to talk to you about pain medicine.
Okay.
You know, when I was in Petal, you know, you guys are with the, that is a lot of young guys that are doing it. But you have to listen that it is the elders that know the value of the pill. They know how to sell it. They know how much it's valued, and they use it for bingo, or they use it for gamble. A lot of us young guys, we get checked for a pain contract, and we get denied because we're too young. But I always buy my pills from them old people because they know they could sell it for the value of the money. We have to look at the elders, too, and talk to them, too, about that opioid problem, because I'm a chronic pain patient, and I'm disguising my voice because I don't want to be known. But I got shot in 1982 with a 357, and when the clinic in Bethel cut me off, I used to go to AC store, and I could have buy all my pills from right there from the elders. They know the value of them. I'm sorry, but we have to have YKHC check those pills, too. I mean, have them drug tested, too, just in case, see if they're taking them or if they're selling them.
Okay.
It's very bad. I'm a chronic pain patient now, and I'm denied all everything. And the other thing is I smoke a marijuana, and I did it for many years, and now that I need those pills to get me by with my pain, and they deny me. Quieting them down on them is me. I don't like that very much. But anyway, we got to go check those elders, too. They're the ones that are selling the their pain pills. They don't. They just say that they're hurt, the doctor believe them, and they give it to them.
Oh, I'm sorry that you have experienced pain like that. That is really stressful. So thank you for your call. Okay, that was not Wilson. That was an anonymous caller. Our next caller is Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, happy people. I think you'd know it was me if I said, good morning, there, happy people.
I know, but what was funny is the gentleman said he was disguising his voice, and I thought, is Wilson disguising his voice?
Huh.
No, it wasn't you.
Anyway, I'd start off with happy people, because I'd want to make sure all the people that are listening somehow get happy from listening to KYUK Talkline.
Nice.
I do.
Nice.
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, be sure and turn your headlights on in the rain and in the dawn, you know, in the early morning or evening. I see a lot of people driving around with no headlights. And I'm like, how do they do that? I even flicker my, you know, light on and off. And that's indicating, dummies, turn your lights on. That's even to the police department and state troopers driving around with no headlights in the morning. The dummies need to turn their lights on. And it was set an example, you know. That's the police department. Seems like that police chief still needs to be a guest on KYK Talkline, and a lot of issues need to be ironed out with the past and present, and hopefully everything will be better in the future because, how could I say it? You know, to protect and serve. It's on their wall in the police station. If you ever went over there, you know, they don't. You know, if you let a little crime pass, like no headlights or cabs not having their top light on, or one headlight driving on, especially if you're a vehicle for hire, if you let one little incident slide, then the whole system is down. That's the way I look at it. That's the police department. You guys need to pull people over that are driving around with one headlight or, you know, no marker light or no top light on. Anyway, I was going to do a dance on Friday, no, Saturday tomorrow. I was going to do a dance at the bowling alley, multi-purpose building. And I paid for the building, which is normally, this past few years, it's been $200 for the 4-hour the event, you know, $250. And then, you know, I got a receipt saying I paid in full. And a couple hours later, they called me and said, oh, you need to come over here and I forgot some other thing. You got to pay for hourly usage of, and I said, what? So that you owe an extra $200, like $50 an hour for security. And you let have my own security, you know, people that work with me try to keep the drunks up. So it was an extra $200 that they wanted, and it comes to $450 to do a community event at the bowling alley. And I said, maybe not me, not today. You know, I did it for years and years in the 90s, Friday and Saturday, 500 a night, 1,000 a weekend. You know, I did it for the community for years, like 8 to 10 years. I didn't mind. Back then, people loved to dance, but now no one loves to dance, seems like. And it's not even worth it to do an event anymore at the bowling alley. So I don't know what to say. Do what you have to do to create an event for the community. And anyway, I just, all I can say is have a good day, and hopefully Owen too will realize, you know, almost $500 for a four-hour event. I don't know. Not for me. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, next we have, I think we have Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah, hello, Owlot. Good morning to
good
you.
Morning.
And just quickly, I just like to applaud the Attorney General for issuing that opinion on recognizing the existence of tribes here and respecting Alaska tribal sovereignty. And I think all of these years that we've been working on, I think for 40 years, it has been negotiations. You know, Governor Cooper and Governor Knowles issued out the administrative orders recognizing the existence of tribes in the past. And at one time, we had negotiated for a year with the state of Alaska, with Alaska tribes, in with Governor Knowles in negotiating the how we can work together to better the quality of life in our villages and in our communities, in all areas, health, fish and wildlife, fish and game, and other issues that we depend on to live here in our areas. And I just, in recent times, with our issue of children, I just applaud the Tlingit and Haida Central Council for working hard to be responsible, to help with the children when they are in trouble. Then, you know, we've done that here in Akiak in protecting our children and advancing the Indian Child Welfare Act in the past. But mm-hmm. it's been a long struggle trying to work together with the state. And, of course, we had always had a working relationship with the federal government on government-to-government relationship. And it has transformed our community here in Akiak, but we still have these challenges in issue of jurisdiction. Because we, you know, have the lands in corporate hands, but I think last year I had met with the governor and from the Senate, from Senator Murkowski's office, Don Young's office, and Senator Sullivan's office in Anchorage, and that was a meeting that stemmed out of the Alaska Tribal Leaders Summit meeting in Fairbanks, and we had an opportunity to sit down with the governor and the lieutenant governor in Anchorage last year in December. And I really appreciated that conversation that even without trust land right now, we can come into agreements and working together with the three sovereigns, the state, the tribes, and the federal government to work together to solve a lot of these issues. For example, the Cusco River Intertribal Fish Commission was established with 33 tribes on the Cusco. That's an example as well. And also, the issue of Nunavut has been a dream since 1976. And Oscar Kowagli, Harold Napoleon, Carl Jack, and Willett Casale, and those guys, they were on the move when I was working with YKHC, when we established YKHC Housing Authority and AVCP through a resolution, tribal resolution, and it has transformed our region with those actions. And I, for one, having served with YKHC for a long time, We took over the hospital because local control, you know, we know the problems the best. But I think those are some of the examples that we have. And now with this, with the idea that has stemmed back in 70s, is coming into fruition right now. And we have elected Chair Nipchuk from Gwitluk and Nika Hoffman from Bethel as secretary to have these conversations, to have to move this treaty forward that was signed in August. And the notice went out last spring to all of the tribes. And And in the end, it was decided. And recently, the National Congress of American Indians supported those tribes that signed that treaty. And we're going to be traveling out to the communities throughout the region. And thank you very much for giving me a little time this morning. And we'll keep this conversation going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of ran out of time there.
But I'm glad that he called in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need to keep learning more about those things. So we have a couple of callers.
I think I know this guy, Dr. Garrett.
Yes, with the Bethel Chiropractic Office.
Yeah,
Arctic Chiropractic.
He's a motivational speaker.
Oh, well, maybe he's going to motivate us right now.
I hope so.
Let's go.
Come on, Dr. Garrett.
Let's have it.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm a chiropractor, and I do hope I motivate people, but we have a motivational speaker visiting us.
Good, okay.
Oh, tell.
Yeah.
Like a chiropractic motivational speaker?
Well, you know what? He is supporting the chiropractic field.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Bill Kazmaier, and he is a former World's Strongest Man champion.
Three-time
world champion.
Oh, I saw his picture. He is quite a world champion-looking powerlifter.
He's strong, yeah.
Yeah.
He is a strong man, and he also does motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be making some stops around town today with 4-H and at the McCann and Hallen Center, among other stops. And also, you know, speaks to teens and adults, so it's not just for kids. He has achieved great things in life and wants to share some of his success and some of his outlook with the folks at Bethel today. And he's also joining us tomorrow at a fall open house we're having here at our clinic at 107 Alex Hately Drive on the highway out towards the airport. You can't miss it.
Nope.
And we're just kind of want to give a little bit back to the community who supports our business. We're going to have some free food and refreshments Our physical therapist, Sherry, is going to make some mulled cider and some baked goods. And we're gonna meatballs and, you know, all sorts of good snacks for people to come, you know, just share some time with us and meet our staff, meet Bill Kazmaier. And we're also going to give our established patients free chiropractic adjustments. So if you've been in for treatment in the past and want to come in and get a quick tune-up from yours truly, I'd be happy to help you out.
Okay.
And we also have some 10-minute chair massages we're going to offer anyone who comes in too. Yeah, so stop
by and try out our
therapist.
My aching back.
I know. Now, was it your business that brought him in? Have you brought in Bill? And then, I mean, I think that's really great. Now, will he be speaking in the parking lot or inside your building there?
We'll have him inside.
Yeah.
He is actually the official Arctic Chiropractic spokesperson. So he.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's friends with the owner of Arctic Chiropractic. We have over 20 locations throughout the state.
My goodness.
So he actually was just out in Kodiak speaking at an open house for our, Dr. Twyford, who many of you may know from the Bethel Clinic. He's now working at the clinic in Kodiak while I'm managing things here. But, Bill was out there, and now he's here.
Now, will Bill be working out at the YK Fitness Center so that we can see his style?
You know, I talked to Bill about that this morning over breakfast.
Go do a workout. Well, he must keep up a workout regime of some kind, right?
You know, he does, but he's actually into more low resistant exercise now.
Okay.
He's a walker, does some cardiovascular stuff, and he doesn't do as much heavy weightlifting anymore. Mm-hmm. But he's still a very strong man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. Well, that's really a neat idea to have a motivational speaker like that. And your day tomorrow sounds fabulous. So everybody, go out to Arctic Chiropractic. It's right on the highway. You can't miss it, apparently, because you're going to have food and refreshments and chair massage and free adjustments. And
that's right, yeah. Wow. It's from 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, good to
know. Until 5 o'clock at night. Okay, and if you have questions, give our office a call today. You can reach us at 543-7600.
Okay, well, you know what? I feel a little motivated. So I think you've motivated me a little bit.
Well, I'll add that to my resume, motivational speaker.
Yes. Okay, good for you.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Good morning.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, too bad you're not in town tomorrow, John.
Pardon?
Too bad you're not going to be in town tomorrow.
Well, I have enough motivational speaking tomorrow at the Heritage Center anyway.
I know.
A lot of exercise, I know that.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's like the high school carnival they had yesterday. Just exactly like that. Lots of kids, lots of parents, all dressed up in their Halloween costumes.
Yeah. That is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a caller. Thank you, Herman, for waiting. You're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I kind of disagreed with Roy there, and I was expecting a little more from Mike. You know, they're all for the solvent issue, but does it mean they're going to be our rulers or our bosses now, even though the people never got a chance to vote on it? You know, Walker is kind of questionable because he met with Obama, you know, and right now our president is cleaning up the mess that Obama made. After next election, this might be reversed and it might be unconstitutional because it's going to create chaos or who rules. But I think people should get a chance to vote on it first because it's our land, it's us they're going to be dealing with now. Those of you who have just watched Channel 7040, right now the same governor, he's trying to convince the legislatures to put income tax on everybody. And what they did is they released a bunch of criminals early, and they said, now we have a problem, we need money to pay for it, and we're going to tax you guys. The guy who's pushing that tax thing, remember, it's the same governor who made the attorney general say this is okay, sovereignty. He tell them guys, you people in Anchorage shouldn't be complaining about the people putting some tax on you, because you guys don't pay sales tax out of, like a lot of other villages, like other towns, you know. So, by the same token, if you think of what he's saying, then those people who do pay income tax, they shouldn't be complaining because Anchorage doesn't have sales tax. He's feeding them people a bunch of hogwash, and he's got. If you watch that channel, you see how this guy's making these kind of crazy laws, and they ask a bunch of questions. He has his people ask a bunch of questions that take 20 minutes to answer, and you know, and what they even say, what he even said, they should go to 75%, 25% instead of giving us half our dividend. They're saying that governor's guy is saying, well, we should just give them 1/4 and spend 75% ourselves. They're telling us they're going to save it for us by spending it. But what they're really doing, we're hearing the truth. They want to put as much money as our dividend away for when they have to come and start raiding it the next few years. Watch that channel, you see. So this whole thing about sovereignty issue, you know, in the Bible, it says in the end times, nation will rise against nation and country against country. We're seeing it in Europe, the part of Spain they're trying to secede, and part of the country, we're seeing it. But you have to be careful up here in Alaska. I think we should have had a chance to vote on this sovereignty issue. Not just one man appointing attorney general can do what he wants. Look what Obama did with his attorney generals. Look what crooks they're finding out. People don't believe what you see on KTVA. If you watch Alaska Information Channel today, later on, you see how our government works and how this is crooked what's going on. We should have a chance to decide on who rules over us, not they themselves. Because when they first started, listen, it started as illegal. They got to have a big gathering. And then, Mike, he didn't say they voted to agree. He didn't say that. He just said that they agreed to go ahead with it, even though few people, you know, even though some villagers don't want it, they have to go along with it. So we have to be careful what we're all getting to here, folks. Pray that by the next election, this damage that's being done to Alaska is being reversed. Right now, they have laws where men, transgender men, can go in the girls' bathroom. Man, that's crazy. We need to pray for Alaska, you know. Stop this. No, it's not funny, Dan. You're hurting the very soul of Alaska and our native people. And I don't like it when they get liberal talk show hosts to draw everybody out. It's not right. They do it in Talk of Alaska, and they try to do it in KYK.
So you're getting...
Now, people need to hear this.
Close to the 5 minutes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was Herman Fermaniak. I think we have...
Tom.
From Chalista, maybe.
Yes. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Oh, we're good.
Good. Cold. Wet.
Cold.
Yeah.
All right. That time of year. And sorry, Dan, didn't mean to interrupt you when you were introducing me.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just have three quick announcements.
Okay.
First is the board's Shareholder Relations Committee. Each year they visit communities around the YK, and so they'll be hitting the road again starting November 1st, next week. I've got the dates on our website, trillistercorp.com, and also the Facebook page, Trillister Corporation. But November 1 will be in Sleep Mute, November 2 will go into Atmausluk and Kalskags, and November 3, Tuksuk Bay.
Okay.
Second announcement is a reminder that we have a huge contest going on right now for shareholders. Right now, only about half of shareholders have a stock will on file.
Wow.
And what that means is if a shareholder passes without a stock will, then it isn't their wishes that may be followed. It's Alaska state statutes that determine how shares get distributed after somebody passes. So having a stock will tells us and the state how you want your shares to be given away.
Oh, Tom.
So it's very important to have that.
So, Tom, your line is a little bit crunchy. Are you saying a will, in their will, they need to have a stock will?
A stock will. And there's a stock will on our website. Okay. You can get it from either of our offices. And we just mailed one to every single shareholder that does not have a stock will on file.
Okay, thank you. It was a little bit muffled when you were speaking, but now it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So every single shareholder that has a stock will on file by December 1st will be entered to win three prizes, and the grand prize is an ATV.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yes, a huge prize. So very important. So whether you did your stock will 10 years ago or yesterday or November 30th, as long as the will is on file by 5 p.m. on December 1, you are automatically entered into the drawing.
Mm. Wow, that's a great drawing there.
It's a very important thing to have, the stock will. You never know what's going to happen in life, and so this is just a huge way to encourage as many shareholders to have a stock will on file.
Mm. Okay, good. All right.
And then I have one more final big announcement, and we just put it on our website and our Facebook page about 5 minutes ago. It is the second dividend of this year.
Ooh.
So, yes, the Aculus dividend was just recently approved by the Board of Directors. It'll go out on November 20th, either a direct deposit if you have that or mailed. And it was about a 7% increase from last year. It totals about $2.4 million. And for the average shareholder with 100 shares, that's going to be $179.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice.
So three big things there. Any questions, feel free to call or email Shareholder Services. 275-2801, 800-277-5516, or stop on by. You know, we're in Bethel. We're right at Watson's Corner behind the legislative office.
Mm-hmm.
And in Bethel, Anchorage, we're at CN International.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Tom. Those are great announcements.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have Howard. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Thank you. I was wondering if anybody else got these text messages on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, hello, it's Bob from RX Sciences Pharmacy, and I am texting you regarding your medication on Arco and Tramadol 50/100. Milligrams at a very good price from the U.S. Delivery time is only 2 business days, shipping from UPS and FedEx and overnight also. And then they give me the phone number. I've never used any pain pills, you know, even when they pulled my teeth and you know, stuff like that, I hurt myself. I never took any kind of pain pills.
Wow.
I wonder how they got a hold of my phone and sent me a message like that. And they gave me the phone number. I called the number. They changed the number.
Oh, wow. Hmm. So that's like a mass mailing but done via text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So is this stuff that they're talking about, that opioid awareness Tramadol?
You mean the I don't know the kind of text that you got. It could be something, it could be a scam. It could be something that is not legal, related to painkillers or opioids.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also report that text to, you know, the police department. And then they would probably bump it up to another agency that looks into those kind of scams.
okay. Yeah, and this morning too, I went out to check the river.
Yes.
Looked like springtime.
Like breakup?
Yeah. So you guys that travel on the river, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Look like the ice is pretty thick.
Yeah.
Still, you know, so be careful and be aware of each other. All right, thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Howard.
Yep.
Okay,
the numbers again are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll-free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyak.org, call in anonymously or email anonymously.
Yeah, and, you know, related a little bit to the call we just had, we had, do we have a caller? Oh, okay, Carolyn's going to read an email for us. Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good morning. We have an email, anonymous email. The caller, Wilson, who was just preaching about other people driving with their headlights turned off, isn't setting a good example. I was just driving behind Wilson in his dump truck, driving, listening to the talk line while he was on the air. First of all, it is illegal to talk on a cell phone while operating a commercial motor vehicle, a $2,750 fine. Second, Wilson, your headlights were turned off. Third, you did not use a turn signal while at Watson's Corner. Fourth, I notice you are missing a reverse light. Come on, set a good example for us all first instead of talking bad about other drivers. Thank you.
Oh,
my. A little personal.
Uh-oh.
Little personal there.
Someone did a complete evaluation of this driver. Okay. Well, I mean, I think it was okay to... Look, I do things inconsistently, but I still promote the better way to do things, even if I personally don't always live up to it. We're all a little bit like that, I think. But anyway, thank you for the email. Carolyn, do you have another email? We can't hear you, Carolyn.
Yeah.
We can't hear you. So, all right. So anyway, we're going to go on. The caller who got what was might be a scam in terms of like being able to call a number and get opioids or painkillers sent to them. That is illegal to do that. But yesterday, our president did designate the opioid issue as a public health emergency. Now, he didn't declare it at a higher level of emergency, which would have released a lot of funds. He declared it a public health emergency, and there's only $57,000 in the allotment for that, so there's no money that goes with the designation. So it's a little bit hollow, and we'll see what comes out of that. But we have a couple of callers up.
Okay.
Next, do we have Alex? Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I just want to reiterate what I mentioned about opposing sovereignty issues in the region because it's not going to benefit the villages, especially smaller villages, with respect to the services they receive from YKT and also from other organizations that support the villages. And the reason why I continually oppose this is because there's a lot of untrue information. Like, for example, I am a shareholder of Telista Corporation, and I am also a member of AVCP tribe. I am a member of my village tribe, but I have not seen the agreement or constitution copy that group, so-called group, have provided to its members. And if I've seen that, if it was in the public, like, for example, in the there was a discovery or sent to all of the tribal members in the region, maybe I would have maybe a little support, or I don't know. But I know the fact that the government is not coming up with a lot of money for new organizations in this day and age. And as for YKC taking over the hospital, it's also going to be doing some not very good for the tribal members in the whole entire region because the fact that even the program like Medicaid is in jeopardy right now, according to the radio talk show that I was listening to in Lower 48. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of factors that people need to bring up and let people like me know how it's going to benefit me and how it's going to affect me and my family, my entire family. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, I don't get excited about these things. And I know I support things like fishery and wildlife proposals, for example. When Inter-Tribal Fisheries Commission was being proposed in the Kuskokwim area, I was listening to people who were telling us what's going to happen. Look at what happened last summer. I believe I'm not the only one who had spoiled harvested fish because they never opened us for a long, long time. I mean, they opened the fishery. There is going to be a lot of factors that we need to look at before we agree into things like Nunamda or management of fishery and wildlife resources. And I will still be opposing things like that. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Alex.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know what the people on the Yukon River think, but he was going to talk to some people on the Yukon about this, and I don't know what their stance is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, it looks like YK Fitness Center. Shaddy is calling.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good. We're good. How's it going?
Awesome. It's going good. Just right. Calling to give the weekly announcement.
Okay.
We got some stuff going on this weekend. The biggest thing we have going on is our Halloween event, and that's going to be tomorrow starting at 4 p.m. There's going to be some games for the kiddos, and then we're going to do the spooky swim. So this is the second annual spooky swim. We're going to dim the light.
Wait, is John Active going to be huddled in a corner of the pool?
No way.
Is that
I'm
the spooky
be dressed
swim?
Up as the Gitto Man of the Black Lagoon.
We can make that work if you're into
yeah,
it, John.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, what's the spooky
I
swim?
I ain't in town, though.
Oh, tell us about the spooky swim.
The spooky swim is basically we're gonna have games and food, and we're gonna throw some glow sticks and some bags in the pool, and they kind of look like ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
The kids swim around, and there's some Halloween music playing, and it's just
that's
an event
awesome.
For community members to come over if they're not doing anything tomorrow.
Okay.
It was pretty successful last year, so we're looking to kind of match what we did last year.
What time is that?
That starts at 4 p.m. and it'll run all the way till 8:30 p.m.
Mm. And that's your whole event. Your all day event. Or is it all day or is it 4
it's,
to 8:30?
It's just going to be from 4 to 8:30.
Okay.
So the way we're trying to we got fun and games and there's some crafts for the kids from 4 to 7. We're going to have a costume contest at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So if the kiddos want to dress up and come over, they can, and they can win some prizes for dressing up. And then the spooky swim starts at 6:30 p.m. and it'll run till 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the entire event, 4 to 8:30. You can come by, stop by for 15, 20 minutes if you want, or stay for the entire event.
Okay.
To participate in games, it's going to cost a dollar to a few dollars to play the games. You'll purchase tickets at the front and then play games based upon how many tickets you have.
It'll be like a carnival.
It's like a carnival, yeah, but it's a smaller scale carnival.
Uh-huh. with a spooky
But the swim. Kids seemed to like it last year, so if people listening are looking for something to do tomorrow, we're going to be rocking and rolling at 4 p.m.
Awesome.
This is a family-friendly event, so we just ask that nobody come intoxicated is the big thing.
Oh, and yes, okay, so that would be helpful.
Yeah, so we're just trying to get the word out. The next thing is our PFD sale is coming to a close rapidly, so we're going to stop our PFD sale October 31st, so that's next Tuesday. And if people didn't know, we do have a PFD sale going on right now. It's 10% off all monthly memberships and 20% off all annual memberships. So this
Good,
is a great
okay.
opportunity to save a lot of money. If you're doing the annual membership, 20% off $800 is a significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's looking for a little nudge to pull the trigger on that huge purchase, this mm-hmm. would be the reason.
Okay.
Just a few days left in that sale, and it'll save an individual a couple $100 if they pull the trigger on the the annual membership.
Okay.
Next thing, the YK Lifesavers organization has traditionally sponsored Half Price Weekend every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the pool. Regrettably, we have to inform the community that the funds are drying up, so we have to just move to Half Price Saturdays. So Half Price Weekends are no longer a thing. It's just Half Price Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can develop the fund and grow our assets, and then we can move back to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But at this moment, the YK Lifesavers organization can only sponsor Saturdays. And I know there's going to be a learning curve, and we understand that over here. We're just trying to get the word out that it's just Saturdays now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, and then finally, all of our new classes are starting next week. So Fall 2 session starts next Monday, and these will be all of our classes starting brand new. This will be all of our instructional programs. This is the ballet, the dance, the jazz classes for the young kids. New session of judo starting, new guitar class starting, new ukulele class starting, new introduction to weights class starting, new aqua zumba, new water aerobics, new boxing, new yoga. Everything is starting next week. New swim classes.
Oh my
God.
So
all of our stuff is getting going next week. So if you were a little sad that you missed registration last session, next week is the week to register, and those classes are going to run all the way up until the week before Christmas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
Next week is the time to get in here and secure your spot, because we have those classes capped, obviously, for space restrictions. So mm-hmm. to guarantee your spot in those classes, the classes that you want, we just recommend being proactive and registering as soon as possible. So that could be today or next week at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And then YK Fitness is sponsoring open gyms at Bethel Regional High School. And the last open gym will be this Sunday, because there's a weekend tournament next weekend, and then we're starting our basketball leagues at the high school. So we'll have a men's basketball league starting November 12th at Bethel Regional High School. It'll run 5 Sundays in a row. So if any adult, male, adult, 18-plus, is looking to play some basketball, contact the YK Fitness Center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's men's teams?
Yep. So women are already playing at GJE.
Okay.
And the men that play at GJE are 35-plus. So we're programming a league for the younger males that don't have a structured league.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And it's the first time we've ever done this, so we'll see how it works, and then hopefully learn from the things that worked well and the things that didn't go well, and do a better league next session, which
uh-huh.
will be January 2018.
Okay. Mm. Wow. That mm-hmm. fitness center is doing so well, and
it's
I
happening.
Love all the variety.
Right.
And I have to say, I go over there, and I'm really impressed with the cleanliness. They really do a good job.
Our facility
job.
Attendants do an awesome job for us. That's a tough position, and they
is.
Work really hard.
It is, but I notice it every time I go over there. Very very well done. So
we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll pass the word along to our facility attendants, because they're doing the
do
hard
that.
Work.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. And so thank you very much. That's a really great
lineup.
Yeah,
so I'll see both of you guys at the Spooky Swim tomorrow, right?
I will be one of the things that cause fear in the hearts of all children.
Perfect.
Well, you're doing scary, you know.
I am. All right, so have a good
day. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Wow, that fitness center is...
So who can say there's nothing to do in Bethel?
No one.
Nobody.
Nobody.
No.
You can eat tomorrow, 4 to 7 or 4 to 8, is that Arctic Chiropractic has the...
Oh, yeah.
Bill Kastmeyer is a motivational speaker, and then they've got refreshments and a little... adjustment if you need it, a free chiropractic adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we have Helen on the line. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talk Line.
I haven't been on the air. I've been helping raising my beautiful grandkids.
Oh, well, I'm glad you called because we don't get very many women calling, so it's always good to hear you.
I wanted to talk of lack of the spawning of our eggs from our king salmon that's
okay.
coming down, and it's affecting the climate change and then all these big... When we use all our vehicles, which are boats, mm-hmm. it creates like a rhythm momentum in the water. Like mm-hmm. And I think it causes lack of spawning.
Mm.
But I wanted to commend everybody in Bethel. I'm so happy to be here 30 years, and I'm so proud of you all. You guys always do good stuff. But I wanted to talk about pollution. I've been picking up a lot of trash at the Pinky Park. And even there's so many fishes that it's sad on the boardwalk. I mean, I think we need to quit throwing stuff even in the ponds and water. We need to take care of our fish.
Yeah.
Quit throwing stuff in the river. In a Yupik way, it means that if you do that, it'll come back to you.
Helen, there's...
Thank you. I just wanted to say that the climate change is going to affect our fish and whatever. So we got to keep our area clean. We got to clean up our land.
You know, Helen, there was an article or a news story on KYUK yesterday on Jasmine Gill.
Uh-huh.
And she's from this area, but she's a young woman who's a scientist, and she's researching climate change in our region.
I've been doing is studying our land animals and what's affecting, because the fish are being affected. It's affecting our big land animals. We're losing them. Foxes to squirrels to, you know, they're being affected.
They are.
Even the fish is affecting, lack of fish is affecting our bears, and they're not eating.
Yes, so it's a whole chain reaction.
And not enough grass for everybody that eats grass, even the moose. They eat grass. But, it's been a while. I'm still babysitting, so I gotta go.
Okay. All right.
See you, Helen.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, so I don't know. Did you hear that story about Jasmine Gill?
No, I didn't.
On KYUK yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Oh, it's a great story because she does a great job of talking about Western science and Yupik science, if you will, and how to merge the two and how to really honor and respect Yupik philosophy and stories. Anyway, John is on the line. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling from Bethel, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful downtown Bethel.
Yes, welcome.
Well, anyway, over the weekend I heard that there was... no more room for inebriates.
Where?
What do you mean, no more room?
You know, there's no facilities for them to... They just can't pick them up.
You mean the sober...
Anymore.
No sober...
You know, they were... Well, sleep-off center was all full.
Yeah.
And the jailhouse was all full.
Yep.
So they just... Let them commit crime first and then pick them up.
Hmm.
Is that right or wrong?
I haven't heard.
I don't know if it's that they're allowing them to commit crimes and then pick them up, but I think...
Well, that's just exactly what they... I think they're doing.
Uh-huh.
They can't do anything. The police can't even do anything about what's going on with that drunk outside, you know?
It sounds like...
Even though he's being... being very belligerent and doing other things, and you know, there's people that don't like to hurt people, you know, especially drunks, because they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
so,
there's some...
You know, these liquor stores out there, somebody let them invest in a big building where all them drunks can stay at?
Well, that would be good to...
When there's no more room in the jailhouse or PATC. You know, I'm a sober person, and, you know, every time we deal with drunks, it's almost like they can't do nothing. The dispatcher just says, oh, well.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Some bad things happening, you know, and... They just can't do nothing about it because the facilities are full.
Right.
Isn't that supposed to be an emergency? An urgent, emergency? It's mm-hmm. very urgent that we have these facilities for these inebriates that cannot be put in jail or put in sleep-off center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... They should have got this stuff ready before they opened these liquor stores up.
Yes, yes. And the taxes gained from the liquor store is over $700,000 in the last year. That money goes into the general fund in Bethel, but it would be...
You know, City of Bethel is not saving money anymore.
Well...
We got AC that's sending out millions of dollars from this place. You know, and mm-hmm. there's no yeah. talk of bigger facilities. There's no such thing as building something like Bean's Cafe or, you know, or something like Brother Francis Seltzer, something that's big enough for the whole 56 community villages.
You could bring that to your Bethel City Council because they could allot that tax money.
Well, they got common sense to do that, too.
Well, they're not.
They're not dumb people.
They're not
smart
doing it.
People.
Yeah. Okay.
They're very smart people, and they're still opening liquor stores for all the problems we have with these drunks.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's all I have to say. But Bethel is very beautiful, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
So the caller makes a really good point,
mm-hmm.
and we do have taxes from the liquor store that could be allotted for increasing services that come from having a liquor store. And someday we may never need that. There may be enough health and well-being in town that we won't need it. But right now, in this time in history, it seems to me that the city council should really look carefully at
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, caller, for bringing that to our attention. Next on the line is Dylan. Welcome to the show, Dylan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yes, two of them TKC land use permit founders, we're going to start charging you guys coming down to Bethel $400. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Did you under... I didn't...
I think that was regarding moose hunting. When we go up to TKC lands, we have to pay a fee to hunt on their land.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what he was referring to.
It's like an entry fee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot going on this weekend at Arctic Chiropractic. They've got events from 4 to 8 tomorrow.
Spooky swim.
Spooky swim at the fitness center and crafts and activities, kind of carnival style at mm-hmm. the fitness center. That also starts at 4 o'clock, I think. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. 4 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty to keep people busy. There's some movies at the movie theater. So we have Wilson... for round two. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to Talk Line.
If you look out the window, it's kind of foggy and misty.
Yes.
It's daylight. I mean, it's supposed to daylight if the fog and mist was not here. But I'm sure I'm going to be driving by people with no lights on or one headlight, and the police will just, even if they're in line with me behind me, they'll just let them slide by because... no enforcement, you know. I keep on ragging on the police, but the police, I think they need to step up to the community and serve the way they're supposed to serve. Protect and serve. you know, if they pull someone over one headlight, they're protecting a pedestrian, a potential pedestrian from getting hit, because if you only have one headlight and you don't see the pedestrian, you might end up getting too close to them and knock them down or kill them.
Yeah. So I think we had a caller earlier who seems to have spotted you on the road. So I don't know if you heard that call, but you can you can get on the line and hear it later. Anyway, thank you.
The other thing too about AC, you know, AC, I think they really need to change their name to Canadian Commercial Company or something, because they're not about Alaska. All I know that is they are not about Alaska. You know, all that money they're raping from the community, I mean, getting from the community, is going to Canada. And do they really care about the people of Alaska? No. You know, I'll cut your throat and shut down your community store with my store. That's their tactic. That's their motive. That's their MO for running a store in the community. You know, they'll do what they have to do to shut you down, and then they have, the community has no choice but go to AC, you know, Canadian Commercial Company. I'll put a suggestion in that AC box. Change your name. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Because I love Bethel, and I really like outfits that serve the community and do what they can to help. You know.
Uh-huh.
They do a lot of the businesses here, like Casey's Carpet. They support KYK like nonstop.
Mm.
And all these other outfits that are from Bethel, they're all about Alaska.
Uh-huh.
You know, they support the community. AC, I don't, they'll just take. You know, and like that guy said, they should have a big old warehouse with AC logo on it just for hangout for the people who are too inebriated because they're buying their booze, their beer, their stuff. Anyway, I could go on and on, but I'm not. Enjoy your day. It's Friday.
It
Bye.
Is. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Wilson, for round two. So next we have Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. Mr. Wilson, I told him some more information about AC is not belonging to the Northwest Company, that is Canadian also. What is it with their own Alaska spam? When you order on the flares, the Northwest Company on also Alaska Spam and they call Alaska. They should be changed the name Northwest Canadian Company, not Alaskan Spam and Alaskan AC. That's what is, because they're all of them going straight direct to the Canada. And about the lights, what he talking, with the regulation, with the law, you should be used the lights half hour after sun set, and half hour before ending that period is half hour before sunrise. You have to use headlamp. But there was, you know, what is the regulation with it? Or when the city lights get on, like you see sometime in daytime, you see city lights coming on because they have sensor and visibility is bad, then you have to use headlamps. The law is changing all the time, different state, and now they require headlamps all the time, but I don't know that is to be forcible to be used all the time. But with the old regulation that an existing mostly states what is, there is a half hour after sunset you're supposed to use headlight and half hour before sunrise. And when it's bad weather and city lights going on, you're supposed to use headlights. That's what was in there.
Uh-huh.
To verify everything in that. it's a different story when some of them have headlamp, some of them not. Mm-hmm. Some of them smile, some of them not. The one is pointing the headlamp straight to your eye, and it's all different.
Mm-hmm. I find those cars that have, they have their headlights, and then they have another set of lights below them. I think they're fog lights or something.
Yeah.
They are problematic, too. They can kind of blind you.
You know, it's important to the headlight. It's simple to adjust it and to the pointing to the road where you're driving and pointing to the side, you know, and to you see where you're going. And lots of those vehicles in here with the pointing to the sky. And you see the bird sitting on the wires, but you don't know where you're going.
Okay, yes, Cesare.
And, you know, and that is dangerous for other driveways because they blind you. And blind you, some of them is so powerful these days, they have headlights or fog lamps so powerful, and they blind you for a split second, and that split second cause you to run over somebody.
Uh-huh.
Because you're this blind, it's like flash, nighttime somebody flash you powerful flashlight to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that would cause problems.
Okay, so you have about a minute left, Cesare, just so you know.
I'm done. Thank you very much. Enjoy the weather. Get the boat, Thanksgiving boating, and going to villages for Thanksgiving with the boat, you look like. Which was happened before.
Okay.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, you
bye-bye.
Too. Well, we're going to request that when you call in, make sure you get to the point because it's almost 11:30, mm-hmm. and we're almost out of time.
And we have
got some callers.
And we have a couple of callers, yeah. Right. So I've been trying to keep everyone on the five-minute clock here. Mm-hmm. So, John Carter, welcome to the show. You're on Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about what one of your callers mentioned, something about whose fault it is and who isn't. Of what all of us do and without any exception.
Mm.
Like, for instance, I walk down the street, maybe go to the post office, which is 1,000 feet away from this place. I forgot to put the keys in my pocket of the mailbox. What I did was turn around and walk all the way back to get them. All of us do it without no one doing it. Like this morning, before traveling, better I checked to make sure I didn't forget what I was supposed to take with me. And sure enough, I forgot two items. Unfortunately, the plane didn't arrive, maybe because of the weather.
Hmm.
And the other thing is that traveling down Kuskokwim Eek River, having traveled 15 miles, something happened to me. I forgot something. One of the anonymous callers say he or she, whoever it is, doesn't do that. That is contrary to what the caller mentioned about someone having put something together and organized. There is no one in this world who's kind of perfect. Personally, I see and understand that to be, with a saying that goes, don't get into something that doesn't concern, if it was me or someone else. Works for me. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
okay,
John.
Thank you.
Let's go straight
John.
To the next call.
We're on to Cassie. Good morning, Cassie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. I am currently a social work student with UAF, and I'm part of the research group. And our topic is how has addiction impacted the wellness of our people in the Bethel region.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, the three students are Leanna Isaac, Serena Soulsby, and myself, Kathy Neneman.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kathy, not Cassie. All right.
Yes.
It was typed in differently. Okay.
Oh, it's Kathy
Go
Neneman.
Ahead. Kathy.
And we have sent out invites to the survey on SurveyMonkey on Facebook, and we'll be sharing this on the larger platforms such as Bethel Bargains on Facebook, along with emails through YKHC and LKSD. We are hoping to have as many people as possible fill out the survey to give us mm-hmm. an idea really what our people are feeling and thinking around our topic.
Say your topic again.
The topic is, how has addiction impacted the wellness of our people in the Bethel region?
Great. Okay.
So, you know, we all know that addictions is really causing a lot of problems, and we're hoping that down the road this can possibly give our region more funding and resources. Should continue research be done regarding the impacts of our topic?
Good.
So if people would be so kind to fill out our survey, we would be really grateful. The more the merrier. We will have to do the statistics on it and gather the information. It's going to be a lot of work, but really we have only had maybe 20 to 30 people complete it, and we would really like a lot more.
Now, Kathy,
and it is anonymous.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point. It's an anonymous survey. And, Kathy, what about putting it up on It's Going On in Bethel, that Facebook page, as well as, did you put it on Bethel Bargains?
I'm going to.
Okay, so people can go to the Facebook. You can check on It's Going On in Bethel, because this is some research going on in Bethel.
Yes.
And you can also go to Bethel Bargains.
We will be sitting at the Saturday market with surveys also.
Oh, okay.
People, if they want to do paper surveys, they can do that. Again, it's anonymous. They just want to grab a survey and bring it back to me. That will be completely fine.
So there's Saturday market tomorrow?
There is a Saturday
market
tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good. So your table will be there. Great.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
But that's what I was just hoping to get out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I really appreciate hearing research now kind of being driven by people from the community and not from people from far away, like the lower 48. So I'm really interested to see what you guys are going to come up with.
Wonderful. Thank
you. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. We have our next caller is Max. Good morning, Max. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Max. I'm part of Quick Search and Rescue, and I work here at Public Safety.
Oh, it's Max.
Just to make people aware that that are traveling by boat, taking chances going down to Bethel or wherever they're going. It's time of year maybe to haul their boats up and if they need to go down to Bethel to shop, take charter a plane, and it's pretty expensive, but human lives are more. You got no price for that,
Mm-hmm.
And there's more. Last week there's quite a bit of overdue motors that. But they got a good ending though. But if I had the power, I would say, not to travel on the Kuskokwim, not to travel, since the ice is pretty dense on the Kuskokwim River. Kuskok River is okay, but there's, look like last, since yesterday, that hardly any, not that much ice is flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But we got people still boating and it's kind of like advise people, let them know that let their ma, their parents know where they're going and when they're going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to jeopardize our search and rescue traveling 11 o'clock at night looking for something that we cannot find. If they don't know, if they can tell their relative where they're going, even Bethel Search and Rescue, I bet you right now they're not going to risk their life going out. But anyways, if you can give me a time to speak, and you'd be very happy.
Go ahead.
Kuya Nakshini Kona KYU Kaka Imuluni, Man Takshini. Matum Hanasin Yuksomi Hanguda, Nitugunila Sola Kutivlanum. Mulinaksu toksa mitahat lasksu tätä gummatum nassini angia munikkaksit ngaya laamun tagum toi. Makutwani jäljellä ritillini utani gummi utahat laamun
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, this time of year where those warnings tend to go out. So we have an anonymous caller. There's only a few minutes anonymous, so you'll have to go quickly.
Yes, current concerns is not turning down City of Bethel, but the could City of Bethel or utilities put a street light at the right in front of in and out for cars to a state highway, because I almost got bumped. The cab driver bumped me by an inch. This was at the downtown. Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. And last we have Renee. Renee, you just have a few minutes.
Boy, I tell you, you guys are tough to get on the line with.
I know. Thank you for persevering.
Yeah, thank you.
What's up?
I just want to say there's Saturday market tomorrow, so swing on by the Cultural Center. We'll have lots of good things, trick-or-treat things, everything you can think of. So come down. It's the beginning of the holiday season, dare I say it. And the other thing is we're the Bethel Council on the Arts is working on a lineup for our upcoming Just Desserts and Bethel Live date night. And I noticed from our lineup that there are not a lot of women represented on it, and I know there's talented women out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's women who have great voices, that play musicians, that are musicians. I'm encouraging you to get a hold of Grady and get your name on the lineup, because we need some talented women on that roster as well. So, and that's November 18th. So you got plenty of time.
That's a Bethel Live. Is that what that was?
It's Just Desserts.
Oh, I'm sorry, Just Desserts.
Well, it's Just Desserts dates Bethel Live, so it's a date night. So
I'll bet I'll bet a lot of the desserts will be made by women.
Yeah, that's true. That is a talent as well. And we're going to bring the Taste of Bethel kind of back with that, with celebrating diversity. I'm going to ask some of those people that were participating in the Taste of Bethel to donate a fabulous dessert that we will auction off in whole so folks could buy a whole dessert to take home with them. And then, of course, the Delta Illusion dance team's going to be making the individual desserts to sell.
Oh, my gosh.
And there will be adult libations this time.
Okay. Give the date of that again.
November 18th.
Okay. Right. And tomorrow is Saturday Market.
Tomorrow's Saturday Market.
Okay. Wow, that sounds like a terrific Just Desserts. Contact Grady. He works at the library.
Right.
If you're a woman, especially, if you would like to be part of the talent lineup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll take men bakers, too. You know, we're not, we go both ways on that.
Yes.
So if there's a guy out there that likes to bake, let me know.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right. Well, it's this Friday. Tonight, we have regional volleyball at the high school. It starts today at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bethel Warriors and the Kotzebue team, Nome and Barrow. Oh, my goodness, they traveled a long way.
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
To come here. Oh, that's that is really nice. Okay, so that's today starting at 1 o'clock at the high school, volleyball, regional volleyball. And I think John, that's going to wrap up our show.
That is.
It's been quite busy.
Very busy today.
I hope you have a great time with your storytelling.
Yeah, I'm going to.
And Carolyn, thank you for the board. Mm-hmm. And I hope everyone has a really great day today.
Good.
All right. Good weekend.
Good morning. Yeah. Express yourself.